se o meu amor é todinho seu, por que serão os domingos assim? Preso entre o sofá e a televisão, por que serão os domingos assim? Tão compridos, Filomena, se o meu amor é todinho seu, por que serão os domingos assim? 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 Depuis le jour où je vous aime, mon cœur est sans espoir. Malgré votre sourire même, tout est là, triste et noir. Pourtant, un jour, dans un baiser, m'avait promis de m'aimer.
Il ne faut pas briser un rêve.
You are listening to Cole Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Danya. And this soothing, reflective music that you're listening to now, and actually I've played the whole album through, this is a musician named Ricardo Tete, and he's Brazilian. This album is called Deringonça. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce a C in Portuguese. It has a little squiggly accent under it. Anyways, he's Canadian and he's from Montreal. What beautiful, dreamy music. I always like to have the opportunity to play some music that's completely new to me that I just find here at the station in the playlist shelf here. So this is one that we've recently received. So this is Ricardo Tete, a new album produced in Canada. 12 beautiful meandering tracks. Brazilian music with a few French songs in there. And that was just covering and filling in there for my friend and my fellow DJ, Worku Ayale, whose show in Amharic usually airs from 10 to 11 every Sunday morning. It's Shukshukta Radio. Right before mine, right before Kol Nodedi. And thank you for tuning in. I would love to hear from you today. The number here at the station is 822-2487. And what do I have for us today? Well, a lot of flamenco that we're going to begin with. Yes, I'm still sort of under the constellation of this beautiful trip to Spain, which I recently turned from and returned from with bagfuls of music. And actually, we just unpacked a little backpack and found another few more albums, so I'm going to play from those today. I was exposed to a lot of new music there, a lot of flamenco-inspired music and nuevo flamenco, so we're going to begin with this. Again, this is Kol Nodedi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew, and I'm Danya. So let's begin here with De Madeira, a beautiful piece called La Enredadera. Enjoy. Thank you. De Madera. That was off of an album called Viva Flamenco, one of the new albums that I purchased in Madrid in the market. And what I have next for us, some more flamenco, but with the beautiful vocals, La Tobala. And actually, she's my favorite recent flamenco artist that I've been introduced to. She sings with such a vindication. You see for yourself. This is La Tobala on Colno de Di, CITR 101.9 FM.
Te quiero cada día mucho más.
La Tobala. Wow, she makes my heart sing. She is incredible. That voice. She's so raw. That's what I love about her. And I just read an interview, and she said that in her first couple albums, she turned towards a modern flamenco, she says, and it's in quotations. But it was out of demand by the record companies. But if it was up to her, as this album was, It came from the heart. It came from a different place. And so she's taken the reins of her own work upon recording with the record company and production of her husband, guitarist Pedro Sierra. And she says that's given her enormous freedom. She presented this album, which is called Lenguaje Puro. She presented it at the Centro Andaluz de Flamenco in Jerez, actually this past February in 2008. And she explained that it's a record made for maturity on which I gather all the knowledge learned throughout so many years in the business. She's from Sevilla, she's a cantaora, and she talks about how she achieves, with this album, she achieves a result really similar to her live shows. Anyways, her beautiful, powerful voice. This is La Tobala. Excuse me here. That's La Tobala with a song called Ya Now Apisiono Mais. Such vindication in her music. And I'm not actually sure this piece that I'm playing now, Ya Now Apisiono Mais. I don't know what language that's in, actually. Maybe some kind of Romani tinge, Spanish. I have no idea. It resembles Spanish, but it's not Spanish. In any case, from La Tobala to Parita, another pure flamenco voice, a gypsy cantaor who has collaborated with Paco de Lucia in the past. And, well, let's leave the rest of the comments for after we listen to him. So this is Parita, also from the south of Spain. This is Corno de D on CITR 101.9 FM.
Pálida y sencilla, el cabello negro recibías violetas del jardín de la amistad. Una noche en primavera fuiste estrella fugaz. Tu alma descansa.
Y entre sus ramas ella esconde mi tristeza. Pero te quedas porque formas parte de mí, y en mi casa y en mi alma hay un sitio para ti. Sé que mañana al despertar no hallaré a quien hallaba, y en su sitio habrá un vacío grande y mudo como el alma.
Te vas, amor.
te vas, amor.
That was Rosario. What a voice she has. Just ridden with angst and beauty, drawing from wells in her soul, it sounds like. Rosario. It's from an album called Parte de Mi. Oh my goodness, it's skipping. Let's turn that off here. And. Also, she's really hot in Spain right now, but she also has been around for a while. So a little bit about Rosario. She's a celebrated actress as well as a pop singer. And you could hear it's a fascinating blend of like blues and jazz with flamenco in terms of her vocals, and just accelerates that angst even that much more. And she became one of Spain's premier media stars in the mid-90s. And through better known by her full name, though, Rosario Flores. She's the daughter of Antonio Gonzalez, and a musician, and Lola Flores, a dancer, singer, and actress, and the sister of Lolita Flores, an actress, and Antonio Flores, a singer-songwriter. She was born in 1963 in Madrid. And she began her career in the mid-70s, billing herself as Rosario Rios. She recorded a few albums, and in 1984, she acted in a made-for-TV Spanish miniseries, and that really propelled her career as a media star. Later on in her life, she really funneled her efforts more towards her singing, so she really came from a family of entertainers and media stars and singers and artists. So that's Rosario, and from her latest album called Parte de Mi, I played you a beautiful, aching song called Por Tu Ausencia. And so that concludes our first set, and wow, that was a long first set. Sometimes I get carried away here. It's a really kind of intimate experience being alone here in the studio and just listening to this beautiful music by yourself with a microphone. So that was flamenco, from pure states to more nuevo flamenco, as we just heard, mixed up with some jazz and blues. And so carrying off of this sort of fusion, we're going to listen to a very popular group now called Xambao. And in fact, I'd heard of them before heading off to Spain, but hadn't heard them or listened to them beforehand. So this is Xambao, and I'm going to play a piece off of Papeles Mojados, and the piece is of the same name, and they're from Malaga. See what you think. This is Con Nodadi. I'm Dania. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Xambao.
Sikayat yum dehet yum. Sikayat ahsan nas. Al hawfi li hyum hum liban. Hatta bahar dajibki. Sus ojos reflejan, la mar se echó a llorar.
Muchos no llegan, se hunde su sueño. Papeles mojados, papeles sin
hecho llorar. Muchos no llegan, se hunde su sueño. Papeles mojados, papeles sin dueño. Muchos no llegan, se hunde su sueño. Papeles mojados, papeles sin dueño.
What do you think? They're Shambao, they're from Malaga, and in the midst of all sorts of fusion that was sort of being developed, Shambao developed the one that was perhaps most daring, the flamenco palos, or flamenco forms, that grew alongside electronic music. And obviously, that piece was very much inspired by Arabic melodies as well. So that's Shambao. And they create this sort of estranged kind of harmony, often with fusion music. Well, some of it can be kind of discordant. Not that that's a bad thing, but rarely does... Well, I guess in a lot of... Specifically in a lot of flamenco fusion, there's some stuff that just kind of lingers and doesn't get to where you want it to go, which is not necessarily a negative thing, but... You're kind of waiting, always, and I find Shambao very satisfying. They hit these heartstrings in the same strange and beautiful and achy way that Alabina does. They kind of do the same thing to me. So Shambao actually means, Shambao is the name, it means it's the names of the tents that were improvised by people on the beach to shelter themselves from the sun and wind. Interesting. Shambao is Maria del Mar Rodriguez, or La Marie, and Eduardo Casan, or El Edi. So, what I've been reading about them is that they were perhaps the creators of flamenco chill. Whatever that means, but I don't like that term. It doesn't work for me because I'm not really attracted to chill music. And they do anything but chill me out, which is a positive thing. I find them just full of fire. And again, they just strike these chords that are rarely stricken, if I could say. So that's Shambao, and that's their new album called Nuevo Disco. Con otro aire. And what I have next for us is Orlika, a wonderful female vocalist, French-Israeli. See what you think of her. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Orlika, enjoy.
שנחיף שנריב על עוד מילה מי שבר מכאן נשבע שנסתיר לא נעיר עוד מריבה חץ נשלח מן הפה ללב כל כך כואב המשפט המשחית ההורס בצד עורב מי ידע כוחה של עוד מילה מי משנינו איש הראשון ילך עכשיו לחלום ומכאן גבר בניצחון בקרב אחרון השפתיים לא חשות בלט מושפל גם המבט חרטה שפתה כמעט מיד בסוף המשפט מי שאל מכאן ענה המשפט שהביא עוד מדורה מצעק מכאן בחר כשפרצקת אתה בסערה נחמה שהפכה לשגרה כל כך ברורה בוודאי אז הייתה לסיבה שכחנו מה מי ידע כוחה של עוד מילה מי משנינו איש אבל ראשון ילך עכשיו לחלום ומכאן גבר בניצחון בקרב אחרון השפתיים לא חשות בלט מושפל גם המבט חרטה שפתה כמעט מיד בסוף המשפט מי משנינו איש הראשון ילך עכשיו לחלום ומכאן גבר בניצחון בקרב אחרון השפתיים לא חשות בלט מושפל גם המבט חרטה שפתה כמעט מיד בסוף המשפט מי משנינו איש הראשון ילך עכשיו לחלום ומכאן גבר בניצחון בקרב אחרון השפתיים לא חשות בלט מושפל גם המבט
Well, that was The Revenge of the Tango. La Revancha del Tango. Yes, and the unmistakably recognizable sound of the Gotan Project. This album was released in 2001. And they are Philippe Cohen Solal, a French guy, Eduardo Makarov, an Argentinian guy, and Christopher Mueller, not sure where he's from. All boys. And clearly tango music, but tango in the context of the infinite milieu of music around the world. So kind of an amalgamation of tango with other contemporary musical elements. That's the Gotan Project, and with the piece La Revancha del Tango. I love them. Just discovered them probably half a year ago. Definitely atmosphere-making music. And we're just rumbling into our last set here, which our set will maybe be one or two pieces here. And I haven't listened properly to some real solid Israeli Eastern melodies popified in a long time. And so this very last set of perhaps one or two pieces will begin with one of my favorites, Sarit Haddad, with an alluring piece, alluring and sophisticated, but kind of rambunctious at the same time. This is off of her album Chagiga, which means celebration. So this is her, Sarit Haddad, on Kol Noredi Nomadic Voice, CITR 101.9 FM.
Haga grua dora poker, yesh nasiba. אשתי עומרי אבלי מנק יום ומה גית לי תני אשתי כולו פיום אשתי עומרי אבלי מנק יום ומה גית לי תני אשתי כולו פיום
She is one of the legendary queens of Mizrahit music. This is Zehava Ben from an album Melech Amiti, a real king. And this piece, she doesn't sing in Hebrew, I think it's Arabic, Awiduni. She's singing in a duet. And before I leave us with this one last piece, and in fact, I had to change it around. I had a sudden urge. I know it's completely improper because I had something else planned. But I'd like to leave off with some music by the Idan Rechel Project. A beautiful love song. And that's what I want to end off with here. But before that, I'd like to thank whoever called in today. Thank you. And especially my Aunt Lily. It's always wonderful to hear from you all the way from Portland. I love you, Lily. And also, I'd like to wish everyone who celebrates Shavuot, the Jewish holiday, a very important one. Translates in English to the Festival of the Weeks. And it's an extremely important holiday because it celebrates the day of the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people, and it's one of the three pilgrimage holidays. So that's that. Chag Sameach, Chag Shavuot Sameach, and here is the Idan Reichel Project on Kol Nodedi Nomadic Voice here on CITR 101.9 FM. See you next Sunday from 11 to 12, and thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful week.
נפשי ולא מצאתי חיפשתי בין כל רחובות העיר העמוס השקרים הזאת ולא מצאתי בצעוניה שומרים הסובבים בעיר החאובי כמעט ולא מצאתי אותו אך לא הרבה ממנו עד שאביו אל תוך עירי אל בית אמי וחדרי אל מיטתי הנך יפה רעייתי וספתותייך חודשני שינייך לבנות כמו אור הלבנה מזאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה ניסית על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי כבר שבועות ביקשתי את שאהבה נפשי ולא מצאתי חיפשתי בין כל רחובות העיר העמוס השקרים הזאת ולא מצאתי הצעוני השומרים הסובבים בעיר החאובים כמעט ולא מצאתי אותו אך לא הרבה ממנו עד שאביו אל תוך עירי אל בית אמי ואל חדרי אל מיטתי יפה רעייתי וספתותייך חודשני שינייך לבנות כמו אור הלבנה מזאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה ניסית על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי הנך יפה רעייתי אני נגנב משתי עינייך ששרופות אותי כאש אל אהבה מזאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה ניסית על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי
כן במטה שתדאג אם שעצה ולתון עטפו וסר סיגנצה כן במטה שתדאג אם שעצה ולתון עטפו וסר סיגנצה ומשיר דוואלה שיגדו נביד זירפן היה שי זיקת הזמת
כאש על אהבה מזאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה ניסוד על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיע לביתי
La 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 la